Well, I know just my little tidbit on it. I think that now that this is taken care of, and they can't eminent domain by using the CO2 pipelines, I think it's going to bring a lot more discussion between the farmer and the person that wants to put the pipeline in, not being able to bully them into saying, hey, this is your final offer, it's going to get lower, sign on the dotted line. I mean, now they're going to have to be very cordial to those producers if they're ever going to get this taken, you know, ever going to gain anything. But I think there's so many more issues that's better than pumping it into the ground in North Dakota. I mean, we could do green methane. I mean, we could make urea with it. I mean, there's all sorts of things.